Hey, listeners, welcome to Music in Time on WGXC. I'm your host, Evan McCormick, historian by day, music lover by night. This show is my attempt to bring those two worlds together. Sometimes we do that by listening to an album, trying to put it in its historical time and place, try to understand what's connecting listeners to the music at different points in time. And other times we trace a theme through time. We take a little musical historical road trip. And that's what we're going to be doing today on a show that commemorates a particular move, some exciting news in our neck of the woods, the move of the WGXC studio to new digs on Main Street. Yes, that's right. As of May 1st, we will be broadcasting from a beautiful storefront at 393 Main Street in Catskill, New York. It's the beginning of a new era. And so this got me thinking about how geographic place and ideas of home can influence the way that we think about music. There's another reason I was thinking about this. I was traveling in Florida this last week, visiting the state that I called home during my formative music years before moving to the Northeast for college. Now, in part because I was on the road, I've got a mostly musical episode for you today, but it's a killer playlist, a musical historical road trip featuring songs from bands and musicians who are taking up residence in new places. And I designed it as a way to think about how those moves influence their music and the way we hear those particular songs and albums. And to kick us off, I've got a song by Neil Young. In 1970, Neil Young purchased Broken Arrow Ranch in Half Moon Bay, California, a new home that would become famous in Neil Young lore as a recording studio and performance space, and which very much influenced the sound of the album that came out shortly after that move in 1972, the album Harvest. Here's the lead track from that album, Out on the Weekend.
Thank you. tries to speak and can't begin to say.
Welcome back to Music in Time. I'm your host, Evan McCormick. We are on a musical historical road trip featuring bands and musicians who had written or recorded music after relocating to new places. We are doing that to celebrate WGXC's studio move to new digs on Main Street in Catskill, New York, starting on May 1st. And we led off there with Out on the Weekend by Neil Young, written shortly after he took up residence at Broken Arrow Ranch in 1970. And we're going to continue on that Neil Young theme by featuring a few other bands who are finding new homes, including The Birthday Party, Nick Cave's band from Australia, which moved to London in 1980. We've got the song King Ink off of their album Prayers on Fire from 1982. We've also got indie rock darlings The Shins, the song Gone for Good from Shoots Too Narrow in 2003, an album which came out just 2 years after the band relocated from Albuquerque, New Mexico to Portland, Oregon after hitting it big. But first up, it's another band of London transplants. It's My Bloody Valentine, originally from Dublin, having relocated to London, England in 1985. And a song of their 1988 EP, You Made Me Realize, here's Slow.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Music in Time on WGXC. That was The Shins, Gone for Good from Shoots Too Narrow in 2003. I'm your host, Evan McCormick, your guide on this musical historical road trip featuring bands and musicians who are writing and recording after relocating to new places. Now, we are commemorating WGXC's studio move to new digs at 393 Main Street, where you can find us broadcasting live starting on May 1st. Now, if that first set of songs was themed around finding home, we're going to listen to a few songs here that represent moving for a different reason, just to capture creative energy. That's right. We're going to tap into the long lineage of bands and artists who have decamped to new places in order to record albums that capture something different. We've got two examples to start off with from the Factory Records catalog. We've got New Order's Fine Time from the album Technique, which came out in 1989. And for that album, the band decamped to Ibiza to capture some of the burgeoning techno and house scene. Did so quite successfully. And then, on the other hand, we've got The Happy Mondays with 1992's Sunshine and Love from the album Yes Please, for which the band also decamped, in their case, to Barbados, with consequences that were a bit more problematic. I'll let you read about that on your own time. In the meantime, here's New Order and The Happy Mondays. We'll be right back. That was Sunshine in Love by Happy Mondays, and before that, Fine Time by New Order from 1989's Technique. Those are two songs that represent bands' attempts to capture a new creative energy by moving to a new place to record an album. We're going to continue that theme with U2's Mysterious Ways from Achtung Baby, an album for which the band decamped to Berlin to soak up some of the excitement in the post-Cold War milieu, the album coming out in 1991. And after that, we've got Hunter Finnbjork's 1997 album Homogenic, for which the Icelandic artist took up residence in Spain. Here's Mysterious Ways.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Music in Time on WGXC. That was Mysterious Ways by U2, and then Hunter by Bjork from 1997's Homogenic. Those were part of a set I played of bands who decamped to new locations to tap into creative energy for their albums. And I even threw in another song there. I bet you didn't know that Baruch Assault's Eight Arms to Hold You from 1997 was actually recorded in Hawaii, where the band went to record that album, one of my all-time faves. This is part of a musical historical road trip that I am taking on in this episode of Music in Time, featuring bands and artists who have written and recorded music after relocating to new places. And the reason I'm doing this is that the WGXC studios are moving. Yes, on May 1st, we will begin broadcasting live from 393 Main Street in Catskill, New York, starting off a brand new era. And to commemorate that, I've played a batch of songs by bands and artists who I argued were finding homes, and then most recently, bands who were relocating to record albums from specific places. And up next, I've got a couple of songs from musicians and bands who were moving to find new scenes. What do I mean by that? Well, first up, we've got Tom Waits. I mentioned Tom Waits. You likely think of Southern California, Los Angeles, San Diego, and rightfully so, given his association with California throughout most of the 70s. But in 1980, Tom Waits split California for the East Coast. He came to New York City. At the same time, he split with his manager and his longtime record label. The next album that he released, 1983's Swordfish Trombones, was very different, much more experimental musically. And that departure seemed to many listeners to be influenced by his new scene. And then I've got a band that was going in the other direction, literally. It's the rock band Lucius, long associated with the Brooklyn scene. In 2016, split for the glitz and glamour of Los Angeles. And I've got the song Better Look Back off of the album that came out shortly after that move, Good Grief. But first, here's Tom Waits in the neighborhood.
While the eggs chase the bacon on the frying pan, the violent dog pigeons are the dog stiff the garbage bears over last night, and there's always construction work bothering you. Pistol on the register side.
This is Music in Time on WGXC. I'm your host, Evan McCormick, and this has been a musical historical road trip featuring bands and artists who have recently moved or relocated. And I've done this in order to commemorate the move of the WGXC studio to its new digs at 393 Main Street in Catskill, New York. Now, commemorating this, we've looked at bands who have done what I said is kind of taking up, finding new homes musically. We've listened to some bands who have taken up residence more temporarily in places to capture creative energy for particular projects or albums, and a couple of musicians and bands who have found new musical scenes by moving. Now, one thing we haven't talked about is the case with this last band that I'm going to feature, Los Walters. They are a Puerto Rican indie pop duo, and the crazy part about their story is that they've basically never lived in the same place. So for our episode about moving, I couldn't think of a better way to play out the episode than a song by Los Walters. So here, from just last month, is the band's new single, Lucky Walter.
Se perdió sin decir más nada. Ahora para dónde? Voy a buscar el nuevo alma. Ok, me toca. Por el fondo voy sin frenar. We'll be right back.
Thanks again for joining me on this episode of Music in Time. I'm your host, Evan McCormick. It was a blast to take you on this musical historical road trip all about moving, relocation, uprooting, decamping, and all to commemorate the opening of the new WGXC studio at 393 Main Street in Catskill, New York. We hope to see you through our big storefront windows after we start broadcasting on May 1st. And as for me, I'll be back on the fourth Wednesday of next month for another musical time travel trip on Music in Time. Hope to catch you then.